Sunday night, Lady Shiach Arichal Vodus, Shara Vodus Elokim, Perakei, Veroi Lanu Ata Levoer. We will now explain Ofani Ha'ara Hasichlis. Until now we talked about Toranis as unbelievable high in the sky, Madregos we talked about, it was all in the box. Now we're going out of the box. We're going to use our minds that Hashem gave us to go even higher and higher. We're going to be like Avraham Avinu now. We're going to fly on our own, and Hashem wants us to do that. Al derech hashelav atshuva, very interesting. He picks now a dialogue. Till the end of the shiur is going to be a dialogue between the nefesh and the seichel. Atzof hashiur. Why am I doing that? Ba'avur ma sheyesh bozeh min habiur v'hagilui l'mechkarenu. We know that from Pesach night, that questions and answers, if you have a dialogue and you allow questions and you want answers and you allow people to ask questions, so you, it really clarifies, and it allowing questions, allowing questions and answering them is wonderful. And it, I guess it's only wonderful if you know the answer. But even if you don't know the answer, so you say, I don't know the answer, you say, let's do some research and let's delve into this more. It's a fantastic question. We're going to look for the answer. I know there's an answer and we have to find it. So let's look for it together. Ba'avur ma sheyesh b'zeh min habiur, explanation, clarity, v'hagilui, and you unearth. First of all, you get clarity, and you unearth, like you go deeper, because someone asks a question, you understand something, and someone asks a question, and you give an answer, and all of a sudden you understand it on a different level. We've all experienced this. Like you say, hey, I never realized it was like a loose end. There's like a loose end, and you clarify the loose end, you think of an answer, and you've gone to a whole new level of comprehension. You now understand it on a deeper level by answering the question. That's so it's clarity, biur, v'hagilui is unearthing, being megale, exposing the mechkarenu, to things we are talking about, the things we are clarifying. V'nomar, so step one. Ki ahara asichlis yaskoras elokim. I'm missing a page. Anybody have an extra one? I'm missing a page. I'm sorry, thank you. I'm missing page Reish Lamed Zion. Kiora Sichlis, thank you. Kiora Sichlis, Yaskoris or Elokim is Adam. It's Hashem talking. It's not. It's so not the way people talk nowadays. It's so. Our Seichel is not, oh, we're Mugbal and the Torah is the Torah. Okay, well, this is nonsense. He says, our Seichel is Elokim. Chochma is Hashem. Hashem is Chochma. Hu v'chochmoso echad, hu v'toroso echad. He implanted his seichel in us. That's seichel Hashem. That's Hashem, the way he communicates. It's a way of communicating with us. That we think and we figure out things and we have questions and we have answers. And that's all Hashem. It's Hashem. It's not us. Kiara Sichlis Yaskoris or Elokim as Adam Bem Tsaus Sichlo, through the medium of his Seichel. It's Hashem talking to a person through the medium of his Seichel. He may, like everybody's a Navi, almost, right? It's not as overt, and we don't recognize it as Hashem, and it's not so clear because, and we think it's us. I always wondered about that. I think I talked about, like, Avraham Avinu. You know, you say Hashem spoke to Avram and said, "Kachno as bincha, sichidcha, asher ahavta, as Yitzchak, balei Hashem liyola, alachat hehorim, asher amrei lecha." Now, Hashem, I'm not sure how Hashem talks to a person. There's no sound waves. Hashem doesn't have a voice. Hashem doesn't talk. And sound waves, and it hits my eardrums. It's not logical. It's not like that. Hashem it's how humans talk. So it must be an inner voice. See, it is. I don't know. So you must have a special. You have to have a clarity that it's Hashem talking to you. So Hashem communicates. There's an idea pops into your head. I don't know. You have an inner voice telling you to take Yitzchak and to bring him up for a Karban Olah. It's like.
So what would be the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah and someone else?
The clarity, the total clarity that he experienced Hashem, Aspaklaria Hama'ir and Aspaklaria Sheinamira, which means that the other Nevi'im had it as a, let's say, as a dream. It was a dreamlike trance, I would call it, a dreamlike trance. And Moshe Rabbeinu was indeed as clear as kashe, ponem el ponem kashe yadaber ishes reyehu, but it still doesn't mean he heard it with his ears.
But you actually hear in your brain, not
you hear it in your brain, right? So it goes straight to the brain. So now, what's the difference between a schizophrenic and a novi? I don't know. I don't know. What do you say about a schizophrenic that hears voices in his brain? Isn't that a schizophrenic? So I would imagine every Navi could be accused of that. Or at least nowadays, certainly, if someone said he's a Navi, you say you're a schizophrenic, because there's no more Nevuah. It could be, it's a whole new take on Navi Sheker. Could be a Navi Sheker heard voices. I don't know, but I know, but you see, when the Gemara says Chacham Odif Minavi, now we're seeing they're not so far apart. The Chacham and Navi are not so far apart, because the Chacham has Seichel. And the Chavis Halvavus describes Seichel as the medium of Hashem speaking to you. Hashem allows you, ever have an idea pop into your head? You know where it came from? I talked about it once on Shabbos. You just don't know where it came from. So Hashem put it in your head.
Excuse me. What did they say about Aristotle?
I don't know. I give up.
In the Gemara.
Is that a riddle?
Yeah, I guess it is. In the Gemara says, I forgot who said it, but it said about Aristo, that he was so smart that if he were Jewish, he would have the Nevuah.
Okay.
That's what it said about him.
But what about Krum ideas? A lot of people have Krum thoughts that they think are so profound, but they're not. So what is it? Is it a Kaddish Baruch Hu speaking to them? Can't be if it's not.
No, so it's not. Seichel, by definition, is Seichel Yosher. And Seichel is logic, is rational. If someone has an irrational, we could talk about who's the judge of if it's rational or not. But let's assume for a moment there's some objective standard. So it's like saying math is from Hashem. You know, but if I say 2 plus 2 equals 5, that's not math. Right? So if someone comes up with an illogical, irrational idea, so that's his, the product of his own, either maybe it's negius, maybe it's a seichel that's not molded by Torah. So if it's not molded by Torah, it could. I'm not sure. Wait. That's for sure. Seichel, in its pure form, is rationality, right? Makes sense, and is real and true. Now, that's Seichel Emes. If someone uses a Seichel, let's say, to lie, they use the Seichel, they make it, they lie, they produce Sheker. So, I mean, or if someone has an irrational thought, right? What do they call it in logic? A equals A. So if someone is in Seichel, A equals B, you say, so that it's not Seichel, it's something else. It's coming from a different place. Maybe it's coming from the Gius. See, that doesn't mean Seichel is not brains. It's an inner Chochmah. And by definition, that it's rational. And I would say by definition, chachma is rational, no? You can't say irrational chachma doesn't make sense. It's like it's a contradiction in terms. Chachma by definition is rational. So let's say Darwin comes up with a theory. It's tremendous, very chachmadik. But it's like, it's not really rational. When you put it up to the light and you judge it with an objective seichel, so a person would say it's not rational. I guess that's Nichlal Rav Chanan Wasserman's famous question, right, about an apikoros. How could we have tainus to an apikoros? This is where his seichel led him. And his classic answer is that it's not rational. So it must be his negius, because he wants to live a life of hefker, so he wants to shake off the idea that there's a borei olam. So he has a negius, and so he's not being rational. I don't know. I mean, there's, you see, in the... I don't know much about modern art. I just know that it's not art. In other words, or rock and roll. It's like it's not music. So we're living in a world where they think irrationally. You know, it's a rational thinker would not accept Darwin, would not accept atheism, would not accept a lot of things that are out there. I don't know. So there's irrational thinking. I mean, there's such a thing called irrational thinking. So it comes from the Gius. That's what Rabbi Chanan says. It comes from the Gius. It's not a true Chachma.
So how do you translate the Gius? Subjectivity?
The Gius is, it's agenda ridden. You have an agenda. It's not just subjective, it's an agenda. Because Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai could also be subjective. Like their Seichel produced a certain Svara. Or you have a machlokas in the Gemara, Abaye holds this way, Rava holds this way. They're being, I guess to some degree, they're being subjective. If they would both have the same seichel, they would both be saying the same thing. Each person's seichel is different. So I'll call that subjective, but it's not agenda-ridden. It's pure seichel. So I would call, in the sense you mean, that negius would be already an agenda. I have an agenda that I want to live a hefker life. The classic negius of a dayan is that he wants one side to win, so he thinks a certain way. But really, he's tilt, like a machine, like a pinball machine. Tilt. He's tilted. But Hashem is almost synonymous with chachma. I mean, hu v'chachma so echad. Hashem is seen, one of the definitions, one of the ways we have of grasping Hashem is that he's a rational, irrational. The world is a rational world. I mean, you couldn't learn Torah without rationality. You ask questions. I mean, it's like, okay, this Mishnah says this, you're learning. Well, this Pasuk says this. Wait a second, this Pasuk says the opposite. So now the professor in college will say, who cares? We're living in an anarchistic world. I'm pronouncing it wrong. And things don't have to make sense. I mean, I know Magide Shir that teach Gemara. And this is what the Gemara says. It doesn't have to make sense. I mean, that's a horrible statement. There are people that learn Gemara and they don't feel it has to make sense to them. I mean, it's like it makes sense to Hashem, but I'm learning and I'm just, it doesn't have to make sense. I just have to learn what it says. And this is what I mean. This is what we're teaching our kids nowadays, that it doesn't have to make sense. You just have to accept it. It's terrible. It's terrible. If you're not teaching it to your kids, so wonderful. But they'll get thrown out of school. Don't come blame me. This is the nowadays. This is the chinuch nowadays. This is the world has become, it's part of irrationality. It's part of the, so it's, I think it's consistent with modern art and rock and roll. Like we I'm a, you know, or even in writing, what's the name of that person that the whole book is like one sentence?
E. Cummings, the poet?
Who?
Cummings? E. Cummings?
No, 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 like a novelist.
James Joyce.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It's like one sentence, like the whole thing is like one sentence, right? So something like it's not. Because of my Rosh Hashiva, I'm like, I have an affinity for classic works. I mean, not that I, you know, things have to be rational. A story is a story. That's called the classics. Like you have a painting, it's a classic. So there's, I don't know, there's different types of modern art. I don't really know what I'm talking about. Because you could say, you capture, if you draw a picture and you say, I'm trying to capture the essence of a rainstorm, so I don't have to draw a picture of raindrops and wind. I could draw, like, the feelings someone has when they look out the window and they see a rainstorm. So I'm drawing like what it means to that person. That's okay. I'm talking about when they throw paint, and then say how I feel. You see, they even talk. This is how you're supposed to paint what you feel, not what you think. So you're painting your emotions or your art. That's what rock and roll is. Rock and roll like went outside the boundaries of what music is supposed to be. That's what classical music. It's classical music. It's music. Music has a say there. Music is very mathematical. The only thing they didn't ruin, I think, is myth. But myth also has irrational numbers. That was a joke, right? It's not really irrational. It's not really irrational, right? Okay. Anyway, the seichel is very chashuv, says the Chayyus
Halavus. Can I ask you about this idea of sort of mental illness? How does this come into, how do we view someone who might be bordering on schizophrenia or other mental illnesses where they really believe there's sechel, in their sechel?
We don't have that nisayon. We don't have that nisayon because we know there's no more nevuah. There's no nevuah. So now if someone comes to you and says, Hashem spoke to me, so you send them to the Rebbecha.
So based on everybody else around him, we see it's irrational what they're saying, and it's clear they're not.
Is it with someone that hears voices, or just someone that reaches it? Look, I'm not sure what you're asking.
I'm not sure. Someone
that has to be. It's hard sometimes because there are people who are seemingly very seicheldik but are irrational. So how do you, I don't know, I mean, I've had rabbeim that were irrational, I've had teachers that were irrational.
I mean, based on our norms, we see that person as acting in an irrational way. Societal norms or...
You're talking about actions.
Could be, I don't know, when the Rebbe mentioned sechel, ideas pop into our mind or...
Well, there are subject, let's say a guy says, I'm going to go to a hilltop, which is surrounded by Arabs, and I'm going to go, and I'm going to build a house there, and I'm going to farm the land. My friend Avri Ran, right? He goes. So now, we would say he's irrational. He's putting himself in danger. He's putting his family in danger.
Okay.
So we would call that irrational. So now, so you have to know by whose standard. In his standard, he is rational, he's living for an ideal, he's living by certain principles, he's rational. In other words, I guess that's the difference. If you would sit down with him, he would tell you what he's doing to protect himself. He's not just walking in there and saying, I don't care if I die, right? He had a cheshbon, he had a way of protecting, he had guards, he had watchtowers, he figured everything out, right? A lot of people still look at everyone moving to Eretz Yisrael as being irrational, right? How are you going to live, and how are you going to marry off your children, and how are you going to make a parnasa, and how are you going to communicate, and how are you going to fit into society?
Mm-hmm.
So there is no, there's no melech that's putting things through the crucible of, Like I said, you know, so how do you know if someone's irrational? I don't know. I mean, you can come ask me. I had a Rosh Hashiva. No, I had a Rosh Hashiva who made, like, I'm not saying Avodah Zarah, just to be able to use the word, who proclaimed and made rationality and seichel, and things have to make sense as an ideal and to strive for. And he you know, he welcomed all questions on all topics. I was very lucky that I had such a Rosh Hashiva. And that's the influence in my life, was him and a friend that I had who was super rational, like a walking robot. So, okay. I'm just learning Chavos HaLovos. I'm not trying to be Mechadish. You know, the Chavos HaLovos says, Ha'ara ha-sichlis, yaskaras elokim es odom be'emtza'u sichlo. This is how Hashem communicates with people through the medium of his seichel. Lada'as also, to know Hashem. The Torah is rational. You see, how can you learn? How can you ask a question if the Torah is not rational? Right? I mean, I never went to college, so I don't know what they teach there. But if the Torah is obviously rational, because or else you couldn't have a question and answer sequence. You couldn't ask a contradiction between two things if the Torah is not rational. Right? You say, okay, here it says mutter, here it says osir. Who cares? That's what it says. That's right. Here it says mutter and here it says osir. So, okay. Let's go on. It's not true. There's nothing wrong. Hashem is rational. The Torah is rational. Things make sense. Chukim make sense. We're just not privy to the sense that they make. No, Hashem is not chasus. Hashem is a super rational being. In all the Sfarim and any sefer that explores Darkei Hashem, it all presents Hashem as being rational, whether it's cause and effect. He has reasons for doing things. This is, I mean, it's Loshem B'nai Adam. Hashem is above that. Chas v'shalom, Hashem is not mugbal by what we consider to make sense, but in any sefer that describes Darkei Hashem, he's described as a super rational being, meaning doing things for reasons. A follows B. Reality is reality. Doesn't do things that are in contradiction to a set of principles. Chas v'shalom, I mean, he is the set of principles, right? He is the set of principles. The principles are what he said are him. Right? But there's no contradictions in life. That's one of the asidus of seichel, of rationality, is that there's no contradictions in the world. When we all learn, right, you learn Musar or Torah or Yahadus or Gemara, men learn Gemara, but like maybe we don't even realize it. Like an overriding principle is that there will be no contradictions here. The Torah won't have contradictions. It's Torah's Hashem, and it's rational. So that's like saying it's rational. And you could ask questions and give answers, and there will be an answer. Just like there's no contradictions in the world. Right? That's one of the fundamental yesodos of the world, is that we look at the world and we say there's no contradictions in the universe. And if we find a contradiction, we look for an answer. There must be an answer. That's the whole myth is based on that, no? And science, that there's no contradictions. So if something contradicts, it means your premise is wrong. Right? That's like basic logic. The Torah is logical, Hashem is logical. There's nothing wrong with saying that. As long as you realize that Hashem is the source of all logic. Hashem, I mean, you're getting to Hashem's essence. Hashem's essence is logical. Not our logic, but certainly logical. Any sefer that describes Hashem talks about it. Rationality, logic, chokhmah, seichel, Ois kahalten, no contradiction. all the things that represent what in our world is seichel. So what about if a person is irrational? So something wrong with his seichel. What about if a person is paralyzed in his arm? So I guess irrationality is a disease of the brain. Just like if you're paralyzed, so you can't move your arms. If you think irrationally, it means there's something wrong with your seichel. What's wrong with your seichel? I don't know. So Rabbi Chanan says negius. In other words, theoretically, I'm learning with a chavrusa. Okay, this gets difficult. Let's say he says something, and it's wrong. It's wrong. And I can't convince him he's wrong. So I think he's no geya, because he doesn't want to admit the truth. Right? And he thinks I'm no geya. Okay. This is a matana from Hashem. The Misha Samha Torah Arlanasivasa. He's really saying what we're talking about. Okay. That you will have. I have 288 in this printing. The 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines on the bottom, 7 lines on the bottom of the page. He's saying, look, we're talking, and we just had to learn one more line, Mechavis Halvavis, that Seichel Hayosher comes from Hashem as a gift if you have allegiance to the Torah. If you're willing for the Torah to let be your guiding Chachma, your guiding set, your guide to life, so Hashem gives you Seichel Hayosher to be able to carry out the Torah. Kishu magia el tachla sichlo ubir hakaroso, and you, part of the gift of Hashem is that you reach the limits, the level of your seichel. What do they say? How much percentage of a person's brain does he use? Very small percent. So, but the Vilna Gaon used more, right? The Vilna Gaon, let's say, operated at peak capacity. It worked on all 8 cylinders. So this is what he said, this is a matana from Hashem, that you use more and more of your seichel. The anichsof, and then you desire, lagia l'rotzon hakel, you want to know Hashem, that's the ultimate seichel, because Hashem is the makor seichel. So the best thing you can do with your seichel, the most seichel-dicker thing you can do with your seichel, is to know Hashem, to know Hashem. Like Paro says, lo yadati es Hashem, I don't know Hashem, but we want to say, the yadat es Hashem. So, you know, people don't think like that nowadays. They're too busy with Torah, which is good, I have nothing against Torah. And that's how we know Hashem. But there's an Indian to study Hashem. I just saw a sefer someone put out, I think Halpern, you know, the guy with the eyeglass stores. Mm-hmm. he just put out a sefer, like Yediyas Hashem, like how Hashem functions. And you can collect all the Midrashim and everything, and Hashem, there's a certain pattern. I don't know, it's really very dangerous to talk that way, because Hashem doesn't fall under anything. Hashem is above anything. But you have to be careful how you say it. You have to realize it's just Lashem B'nai Adam. Hashem works with a certain pattern. When you say Hashem's Rachum, okay, it doesn't mean he's not forced to be Rachum, but he is Rachum because that's part of what Hashem is. Right? It's not like a person makes a decision, do I want to be Rachum or not? You know? We know it's good to be Rachum because Hashem's Rachum, and Hashem is good, and it's Hashem's essence. Anyway, so you want to know Hashem. Anyway, this is an interesting sefer. I didn't examine it. I saw it in the shul, I dabbed it. So I didn't. But it's really a compendium of like how Hashem works. We know he works with Midah Keneged Midah. But that's tough. Nowadays it's tough. The lalos to figure it out. V'lalos b'malos ha'chasidim u'pino levavu midagas oylem ozevet erdosav. Let's get past this first paragraph. So this paragraph said that Seichel is Hashem talking to you, and you're zocheh to develop it fully if you have allegiance to the Torah, and allegiance, you're willing to make the Torah your guiding light, he says. And at the end, as you develop your Seichel, you will know Hashem more and more. You will figure out things. Because we're talking about Ha'orah Sichlis, not Ha'orah Toronis. You'll figure out what's pleasing to Hashem, what Hashem likes. Hashem likes tzanuah people. I'm not talking about tzanias of women, although that's included, but tzanuah people. People like Hashem is tzanuah and kind and all the midos. V'lachta b'drachav really says we should know Hashem and emulate Him. We're caught up with ritual, and we don't see how the ritual makes us like Hashem. It's tough, you know, because you got to do the ritual. That's what he said. The Ha'orah Toronis is your base. Okay, so maybe we learn and we. Like if you go through the whole Rosh Hashanah, right? And not be Mamlech Hashem. Okay, Rosh Hashanah is not so hard as other Yomim Tovim. Rosh Hashanah is easier because the shofar is not. It just takes up a small part of the day, really. But really, the tefillos are full of that Hashem is the Melech. So that's okay. Pesach, let's say, it's harder. It's harder to. You're busy with the whole night, with the Seder, that it's hard to be Makir Tov, Yitzias Mitzrayim, to feel it, be Besimcha. Okay, that's what you have to learn how to do. That's what we're learning about. Achadvar Mashiach Yagia Bar Modem Linyan Ara Sichlis. He says, so now he's going to give you a guidebook to be Zoche to Hashem giving you Seichel. So who's Hashem going to give Seichel to? So he has an interesting checklist. He makes a list of things that now Hashem can trust to give you Seichel. This is after the things. We're going to look at the things he lists and says, wow, my goodness, I need a lot of Seichel to do these things. But he's talking beyond that. He's talking to fully develop your Seichel and to know Hashem. She is bor etzlo, mashenot abor b'seichel hamadabrim. He should have a clarity in what Hashem has implanted in the human mind as things that are worthy, as things that are true, as things that are tov, that are good. Because we have a sense of good and right and wrong that's implanted by Hashem. Or V'alachta B'drachav teaches us that. K'shabeach ha'emes, a very powerful word, the whole union of Bakashas Emes. Not to have a, it really says a lot. It says not to have a personal agenda. A search for truth. This is what the Deslach says, strive for truth, search for truth. You want to live Emes, talk Emes, be Emes. It involves so many things. Being true to yourself, not putting on a front. V'genus ha'kozov, you're magane, you express the detriment of kozov. Of sheker, you live. You want to live a true life. You don't want to live sheker. You want to live emes. Ubechor betzedek. That's justice. That's very important. Melech ohev tzedako mishpat. We want justice in the world. That's really Just that's a very fundamental midah, and that we emulate Hashem. Things should be fair. Things should be just. Things should be correct. The sur me'ovel. This is like a basic value. He's going through basic values, and saying if you develop these conceptually, forget about the Torah. You develop these basic values, then you're ready to move on. In your seichel, in your ha'ara seichlus. But first, you have to be a mensch first. So a mensch, al pi Torah, is someone that has these values. Shabeach ha'emes v'ganus ha'kozov, u'b'chor b'tzedek, he has a sense of justice. The sur me'ovel, he wouldn't bend justice. U'gmol bale ha'tova, the tova ho'dosam, we were all waiting for that, ha'karas ha'tov. To repay someone for good that they did you. That's a basic value. It shows your menschlichkeit is working. Remember, we learned in the Hagdama to the Shar that someone who's not makir tov, someone is like not a person. He has lost his humanity. Ugemul anshei hara, that the wicked get punished. Bebra, the ganusam. You shouldn't shy away from the punishment of Rishoyim. That's a good value. Kel Nekomos Hashem. And it's really, it all ties into a sense of justice, really. Yeah.
What about your soul? Does your soul not play a part in, give you a predisposition as to, like, if you're going to choose good or bad?
He's not talking about... We're going to learn about that. The rest of the Shara is a dialogue between the Seichel and the soul. He's like, this is all like an introduction. That to be Zochet to the Seichel fully, you have to make sure that you have your values. You know, it could be what we talked about before we learned this paragraph, that if your values are not set up correctly, then all you're going to do is you're going to use your seichel, you're going to bend your seichel to fit your incorrect values. Someone who doesn't have a value of emes, someone who doesn't have a value of tzedek, someone who doesn't have a value of akaras hatov, will use every excuse in the world and every cheshbon in the world to explain his or her actions, why it's right, and why adaraba, and why it's okay. So that's what he's saying. You to give you seichel now. Maybe this paragraph is like addressing what we talked about the first part of the shiur. What we were talking, we're grappling, and maybe that's what he's saying here. That's why seichel is only given to those who have refined, who have emulated Hashem, who have these basic values, these core values, we'll call them. Once you have these core values, you can move on to the next step. Ulahashlem and b'nei adam, to be b'sholem with people, ulahetev aleim, to be a wellspring of tova. Don't be a makabel tova, be a nosein tova. The lishkol hatovos b'shevach, that's tokos b'gemul, appreciation, v'haroos b'onesh, v'yisrin gemul, v'onesh al onesh. Being shokel if there's two conflicting values sometimes, either good, schar, or onesh. Hamachilah laposhim b'shuvam ba'emes. That's amazing, that's a basic value, that you could climb back, and you could do tshuva.
What's the exact translation of seichel? Is it wisdom or intelligence or wisdom?
That's a good question. I would say the rational soul, it's a rational force, I guess. That's not wisdom.
What we call the brain. But when we ask for wisdom in this question,
intelligence, right? I mean, it's usually translated in English as intelligence, but I would add the word rational.
So when we're asking for wisdom in this question, we're asking for...
We're already past this. We're already Chachma, Bina, Vadas. Chachma is the closest thing. Chachma is the first one. Bina, Vadas is really what you do with your Chachma.
wisdom is beyond yourself.
I don't know, tell me a Hebrew word. Maybe we're better off talking in Hebrew. Because Chachma. Yeah. So we say Chachma, I would say, let's say, what you're translating is wisdom, is Chachma. So Chachma would be, but in Hebrew, in Lashon Kodesh, Chachma is probably the closest thing to Seichel. Because once you hit Bina, you're already extrapolating and making comparisons and you're figuring out things based on certain principles.
Because when we dive in there, we're
asking. Well, we're asking Hashem for Chachma Bina Vadas. Chachma is the raw Chachma, Seichel. Bina is the koach to compare and contrast. And Das is a creative process. Das is being creative, being able to somehow be mamsi with your Seichel. New things. Where's it coming from? It could be Yesh Me'esh, it could be Yesh Me'ayin. Some people have a tremendous creative power. Like your mamish.
Talents. Talents for me.
It's a gift of Hashem.
Yeah.
I don't consider myself creative at all.
No,
I don't really. I'm not creative. I'm analytical. And thanks to my Rosh Hashiva, analytical, but that's not creative, it's a gift. Mamash, a gift. There's some people that are creative. I like Israelis, they have like a plan. Every minute they have another plan. I'm still working on their first plan and they already have 4 contingency plans if it doesn't work. I'm like lost in the dust when I deal with Israelis. I can't keep up with them. I'm still like, I've accepted the first plan. They're on their 5th already. They're already like, okay, if that doesn't work, we're going to do this, and we're going to dig here, and we're going to do this, and then I can't keep up with them. Okay. Next Sunday, yeah, why not? Yeah, it's a show. When's Chevron? That's the show. Yeah, Sunday. Yeah.
Chevron is the show.
What?
The show.
Yeah. I'm so used to coming back to Slichus from Chevron. This year, we're not. This year, we're. Next Wednesday, September 1st, Rabbi Chil Spira, Kashrus lecture, using Beit Shemesh as a. As his PowerPoint.
Telling us about all the places.
He went to every single place. There's a lecture, and then we're going to sell a book with a fantastic book, Baruch Hashem. We're printing it now. It's every single place in Beit Shemesh. And a lot of information about Hecherim and things that have never before appeared in print.
Did any places get better Hecherim because they felt pressured?
No, but I think it'll happen. We're going to put this out every year, Be'ezus Hashem. So I think, like, people are going to realize, to most people it's a chiddush when you make them, you go into a meat department, and there's a Rabbanut Hechsher, and the guy tells you it's all Sheiris or Bedatz, so that, okay, it may be, but you're trusting the guy. Because the Hechsher, nothing to do with what the guy's telling you. I don't think there's any meat department here in any store that has a hechsher on what the store purportedly sells. Now, you may trust a guy, you end up trusting people. Just like when you eat over by someone's house, you trust them. You may decide to trust them. I'm not saying.
But they have these.
Oh, if they're packaged, they're packaged.
No, but even the fresh have the rims around.
It's good, so that's packaged. That's like going to a supermarket and taking a box of crackers off the shelf and it has a. But that's hechsher on it.
The plumber's still there.
You'll read in the book that some stores you can give the chicken, they'll cut it up for you, they'll grind the meat for you. They have different, some stores have different grinders for Sheiris and for Reuben. Mm-hmm. They keep everything separate because people care. You get the book. Oh. The book's going to be sold at the lecture. Still deciding how to distribute it. I want it to cost only 10 shekels. I don't want it to cost more than 10 shekels. I want it to be ubiquitous. Ubiquitous. I want everybody to have it.